Good Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus, and I'm pleased to have with us in the studio this morning Karen Adams and June Weeks of the State and Elder Law Center here in Mountain Home, talking about the upcoming, the fourth annual Elder Care Symposium. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, y'all are busy, about a week and a half left until the event, the Elder Care Symposium, which will happen on Wednesday, October 16th, on the campus of ASU Mountain Home. It'll be in the shed, all the good stuff that's going on there. Tell us, now I've talked to you before, but Tell us all about the Elder Care Symposium.
So this event is something that we want to offer as a gift to the community. We want them to be able to come and be encouraged and have some tools to use if they're dealing with caregiving issues or they have a loved one with dementia. They're wondering how to pay for long-term care, and they just really don't know where to turn for that information. So this is a time to come out, learn some really great information, and be encouraged.
Fourth annual.
Right.
So you've done this three times, obviously. Tell us about your experiences in the past. I mean, what do the participants say to you after?
I think one of the biggest things that we have learned is that this is not just a one-day event and then it's done and it's over. So Just as an example, we had Beth Nolan came, which is she's with Tipa Snow's group, which is a positive approach to caregiving. And she actually taught medical professionals and caregivers how to approach their loved ones that have Alzheimer's and dementia, and just really practical hands-on tips that they can use every day. So we've seen that play out in the medical world and also just with people taking care of their loved ones. So just things, this is going to empower you. You're going to know things that you can utilize every day to make life easier.
Mm-hmm. And your work, of course, here locally with the Estate and Elder Law Center, with the attorneys Randall Drake and Mitch Cash. You guys, I mean, this is what you do. You know, you do the legal side of it and you work with people. But when you develop these relationships, I mean, they're asking you all these questions about how do I do this and, you know, where do I go for here? And it's, you know, I don't want to go online to do this. I mean, so there's so much information that's available from a trusted and reputable source. I mean, because that's the big thing is, you know, you start to get all this information sometimes and you don't know who you can trust.
Right. That's very true. And this is something we're very diligent about, bringing speakers in that are very qualified and knowledgeable and that have hands-on experience, too. Mm-hmm. So they're not necessarily just speaking about this from a professional aspect. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is something that they encounter in their lives also.
Well, let's run through the agenda. Of course, like we said, it will happen Wednesday, August. It's not August anymore, folks. It's October. I'm having a little hard time believing that, but it is October. Wednesday, October 16th, again, at the Shed. Tell us about the speaker lineup that you have.
So our keynote speaker, we are very excited to have with us. Jeremy Butler is coming from Utah to speak for us. He is a registered nurse, a certified dementia practitioner, and a legal nurse consultant who also has loved ones with dementia that he cares for in his home. So he is going to be speaking to us about caregiver survival and how to get through that and how to avoid burnout. And I think that is going to be an amazing presentation because he truly has boots on the ground experience. He lives this every day, and we want to really bring that encouragement.
The work of the caregiver is, I mean, you don't even know how to really put it into words. I mean, it's, you know, and it's one of isolation a lot of times because they're by themselves taking care of their loved one. Every day kind of feels like Groundhog Day in a sense to where, you know, you start to kind of lose track of what day it is and what's going on and stuff and all those human connections that you used to have outside the home. And that, you know, there's nowhere else you'd rather be. But, man, it's hard.
Very. And we have seen in our practice at the firm, oftentimes the person providing care, their health starts declining quicker
than
their loved one. Right.
It's amazing.
It's exhausting.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's, you know, how you can just look at them and go, they're aging through this themselves.
Well, the caregiver is the one that's left doing all the worrying.
Yeah.
You know, if especially if it's someone probably with the Alzheimer's dementia-related illnesses, especially, you know, they're just in their world, and they're kind of, in a way, probably carefree in comparison because they're just operating inside of their own world at that point, and the person caring for them is carrying all the burdens, and that's where I think it accelerates. You know, they just, it's hard to break out of that level of concern, you know, for their loved one, whoever. And they do reach a point where they know it's coming. And I've talked to so many of my clients that, you know, couples, and I can see that stress on the husband, you know, maybe a wife too, but especially I've seen men where they just, they know they're getting to the end of it. And that's so heartbreaking for them. But, you know, you can just see if they don't, aren't able to get to a point of release, you know, mm-hmm. where they've done as that for as long as they can, you know, or if they don't reach out and get some help mm-hmm. or try to find some other resources that are here, they just need someone to encourage them to get out and have those conversations and talk to the, like, Home Instead or any of our other mm-hmm. Home care providers. And Baxter Adult Day Center, mm-hmm. you know, is such a wonderful place, and so many people get so much help from them. So,
June, how are you able to provide comfort to caregivers when, with Alzheimer's and dementia, it's such the fear of the unknown? You know, with a physical illness or a recuperating from surgery or something, you know, you're able to. It doesn't make it any easier, but you're able to kind of say, okay, well, these are the steps or these are the stages that we're going to go through. But with Alzheimer's and dementia, it's such an unknown.
It is. It's like I always find, like I said, with what I deal with in our practice is helping the families when they reach the point of they may be facing the nursing home care level. They've tried to keep them at home for as long as possible, or, you know, either children living with the parents or spouses and mm-hmm. whatnot. And I always tell them, I don't want you to have to come see me, but mm-hmm. I want you to know I'm here when mm-hmm. it, that time comes. And I thought, nobody prepares you for this time mm-hmm. in your life. You're never ready. I mean, we may daydream about getting married or having children or graduating from high school or college, but we don't think about our life in terms a lot of what we will be like when we age, when we get older, or what if unexpected things happen
we're
to
afraid
us.
To think
yeah,
about it,
well,
right?
I mean, sure, that's natural. It's not yeah. the place we want to go in our mind, so we do avoid that. But so when you get there, it's so terrifying because it is unknown. We didn't want to give any thought about it right. much
well,
prior
how,
to it.
And how many times in your work, when you're working with your clients, is you know you have to ask those hard questions and people, you know, I don't want to talk about it. If I talk
right.
about it, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
right.
so
yeah.
many, I'm guilty of doing that.
Sure.
It's like, oh, no, we're not
yeah.
going to talk about that.
By the time they get to me, they're like, we have to talk about it. Mm-hmm. There's no, I'm so anxious, I'm so stressed, and I, you know, and I can't alleviate all of that, but I, you know, that's a lot of what we offer in this symposium is we are talking to them about specific things like how to protect their assets, how to qualify for benefits to help pay for long-term care. That's initially what we come into, but we listen and want to know about the whole person. It's almost a holistic approach to law practice in our mm-hmm. firm because, you know, we are like, how do you navigate all these things that start happening in towards the middle to the end of your life? And there's even some things to be aware of on the front end, like in today's world, you can't, you know, I have children who are just over 18. Well, I can't talk to the hospital if they go there without a, you know, if I'm not on the, specifically on a HIPAA, or I can't make decisions for them without a power of attorney just because I'm the mother. So, you know, we don't think about that, but, you know, we don't ever want to envision something happening to our young people. You know, population or adult, young adult children. But when we get into this last half of life and we're dealing with, you know, we have these illnesses, we've had strokes, we've had dementia related illnesses. You know, we just get to the point where we're listening to figure out what are the things available. We try to stay connected as a law firm with all these individuals that we have a part of this symposium and throughout all the year. Through like the senior networking group and just various UPRC and, mm-hmm. You know, we just want to talk to each other to say, here, you can talk to them. If you, you know, there's even problems with substance abuse in the elderly because of the prescriptions, and they get confused. And, you know, sometimes, you know, they, we have so many great resources here that you just listen to find out, what do you need? Can we help you get more care at home? Can we keep you at home longer? You know, we're not like, we're just going to end you at the nursing home, but we want to delay that as long as possible if we can give them insight to all those mm-hmm. concerns. And, you know, we also want to figure out how can you stay in your home for the longest possible and feel that you don't have financial worries about how you're going to be able to do that either. So
that's a lot. You know, that's a lot. And that's why, you know, events such as this are so important, because it really gives you an opportunity to sit down and have one-on-one conversations with professionals who, this is what you guys do day in and day out. And, you know, before we get to, like you said, June, before they get to you, before you get to that point, let's have these conversations now so we can put some steps in place.
Mm-hmm. This symposium really gives people something to think about so they know when they should get help, as opposed to waiting till the crisis comes to your door. Mm-hmm. And you know, I know like a lot of people do when it talks to like, when is it right to call for hospice and how do you do that and who's paying for it? You know, mm-hmm. People ask a lot of these questions to me on a regular basis, you know, and then even dealing with the subjects about domestic violence and the elderly and suicide prevention. You know, these are really big concerns that we're seeing, you know, growing every day. Statistically, it's just getting higher. So
I don't need to bury the lead. This event is totally free. All you have to do is register prior to, and you can register to attend by calling Karen at 425-2460. Again, that's 425-2460, a local number with a local voice. I always love doing that. Or you can check them out online at eldercaresymposium.com. A free lunch will be provided for the first 25 registrants. So first thing you need to do Monday morning, write a little post-it note and call Karen. Again, that's 425-2460. Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO, visiting with us once again, Karen Adams and June Weeks, talking about the 4th Annual Elder Care Symposium that's coming up on Wednesday, October 16th on the campus of ASU Mountain Home. Lots of sponsors, and we would like to thank all of those that helped put this together. Of course, the Estate and Elder Law Center is the presenting sponsor, Randall Drake and Mitch Cash. The Medical Professional Day is sponsored by Elmcroft, and then the Community Day sponsor is Good Sam, Good Samaritan Society. I guess I should use their formal name.
Right. Everybody knows them.
We all know them as Good Sam. And then, of course, we'd like to thank Homestead Senior Care, Reliance, BRMC, Home Health, Hospice of the Ozarks, J. Chaffin State Farm, and First Security Bank.
Yes, and we also want to thank BRMC, ASUMH, and the Marek Family Education Center on Aging. They help us co-present this event.
Thank you to everybody who's involved with it. So important. Again, we talked about the keynote speaker that will kick things off at 9 o'clock on Wednesday, and that was Jeremy Butler. But you have a full day of activities planned.
We do. It's going to be a busy one, packed full of good information. After Jeremy speaks, we have our attorneys, Randall Drake and Mitch Cash, and they're coming in to talk about legal concerns in aging and how you can pay for care while preserving assets if you have a blended family. So it's kind of a unique situation. It's a unique approach to planning, because if you have someone who has maybe lost their first spouse and they've remarried, so conserving those assets, mm-hmm. there's a way to do that. And we also have Greg Wood coming in from Hospice of the Ozarks to speak about when to call hospice and how they can help. And for me, before I started working in law, I thought hospice care, palliative care, was really just those last few days.
End of life care.
Right, yeah. The very ends. Not that it was, you have a terminal diagnosis right. and you can get this exceptional care. We have several hospice organizations here, and they do amazing work. And we just want people to know when they can call them and really get that good care for their loved ones.
Greg and Greg Wood, of course, and Elaine Archery, they've done a great job of communicating and trying to mm-hmm. tell people, you know, we are here always to help, and not just the patient, but also the caregiver. They
right.
do tremendous work in providing respite care for caregivers.
They do. Absolutely. We think that's really important. And we have Mary Meacham is coming in. She's the chairperson for educational programs for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, the Arkansas chapter. And this is a little bit of a heavy topic, but it's important. We are seeing that there's a rise in suicide in the elderly. And actually, the elderly 85 and older, that is the second highest suicide deaths. And that's something that, like I said, we're seeing more of it in our community. People are feeling hopeless because they have either a loss of independence, they're dealing with depression, and that's just such a terrible fact, and it affects a lot of us in our community. I feel like it's been just rampant. There have been so many suicide deaths. So she's going to be able to come in and talk about how you can look for warning signs, what you can do to help.
Are you familiar with the warning signs for depression in our elder population?
Well, what we see quite a bit, fortunately, is that we have elderly clients even who become very isolated. I mean, they may be to the point that they can't drive, but they don't want to go anywhere. They're just staying inside their home. They're
anxiety.
Not active.
It brings anxiety.
And they're isolating themselves. And it's a very sad fact. And there are definitely things out there that can help, you know.
I always worry about that as we kind of go into the winter months, mm-hmm. you know, as the weather gets colder.
Seasonal depression, too.
Absolutely.
Right.
Well, and you know, if you live in a neighborhood that you know have retirees that, you know, they're not going to work every day, but when there's mm-hmm. snow on the ground, like, you don't see any, you know, you don't see any car tracks or, you know, footprints to the mailbox or anything. And mm-hmm. you're like, oh, my gosh, you know, we need to go check on them. And I think we as a society need to really try and do a better job at that.
Right. I agree. I think so, too. So that definitely is an important topic. Jessica Johnson is also coming in. She's an APRN that works with Fairlimb Clinic, and she's going to be sharing sensory changes in aging. So what's normal, what may not be normal, and what to look into further testing about, just how that affects you as you age.
Mm-hmm. Like what? Can you tell us?
Right.
I mean, I know you're in law. So.
Right. I am in law.
And this is why she's presenting.
Right. No, that's okay. Well, that's going to be things like even, you know, if they cook food and it's much too hot, that they don't realize that because they can't recognize it, but they may burn their tongue because they
really?
Have that sensory change. So that's just one example. But there are definitely a lot of aspects that can cover. She'll definitely be able to provide better information than I.
You did great.
But that's just one example. And we also have Melinda Fulton. She is an MSW. She's coming in from Serenity to talk about domestic violence in the elderly. Again, what are the warning signs and how can you help? And that's something I think is sort of a taboo subject. Mm-hmm. Anytime there's domestic violence, it can be taboo. But I think particularly in the elderly, they don't want to approach someone and say, my spouse is abusing me. Mm-hmm. And even if a loved one has dementia, they may have a personality change that's nothing like what they were like before. But they start exhibiting aggressive behaviors. And it's important to make sure that person's safe, but also to help the person who's exhibiting those signs. Mm-hmm. So that will be an important topic as well. Dr. Tim Payden is coming to talk about dementia, prevention, timely diagnosis, and the importance of early intervention. Because if you catch it early, there's much more you can do mm-hmm. to help on the front end. And Jody Strother, attorney at law, will be talking about guardianships for the elderly when they're needed and how you can avoid them. And I know June spoke earlier about with her kids being over 18. So once you're over 18, if you don't have legal documents in place, if something happens to you, you're going to need a guardianship. Mm-hmm. So that's something that she's going to share more information about. And again, it may not be something that people think about, but it is very important.
It's a full day.
It is.
It's a big day. Lots of snacks are going to be available.
Yes, we do have snacks available and lunch. If people want to try to grab one of those, the first 25 free lunches, or they can call me and I can definitely get them down to pre-purchase lunch. But we also mm-hmm. have booths to visit with all of our sponsors. Lots going on, door prizes. It's going to be a great day.
It's going to be a big day with lots of activities, but lots of good information that is very much needed, all coming from trusted sources here locally. And again, you can register for this free event at 425-2460. Again, that's 425-2460. 2460. It's free, but seating is limited, and you guys usually pack them in. So if you're interested, you really need to call Karen as soon as you can on Monday morning and get your name on the list. There'll be a free lunch provided for the first 25 registrants, so give her a call today. You can check out more information. Do you have your the agenda and everything on the website?
We do, absolutely.
Good. You can go on the website at eldercaresymposium.com. Again, that's eldercaresymposium.com, and find out all this information that we quickly ran through this morning. Ladies, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Good
luck.
Thanks
for having us.
Yep, always. You've been listening to Local Matters on KTLO.